Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And suddenly the Minnesota Vikings are relevant again. Mike Max Sports to the Max, taking up to 9 o'clock, a bit delayed tonight because of Union Gospel Mission. But the show goes on, and the Minnesota Vikings come back and find a way to win in Chicago. Big show planned for you, by the way. Dan Johnson will join us, athletic director at Hopkins, provisions that they're making along the way. Trent Tucker will break down the NBA draft from a former first-round draft pick's perspective. Dan Kosmoski, head coach at St. Olaf, they've decided they're not going to play. I don't know if the MIAC will follow. But joining us, our leadoff man, Gus Frerotte, veteran NFL quarterback, and, of course, former starter for the Minnesota Vikings. Gus, appreciated very much. Thanks for giving us some time.
Yeah, hey, Mike. Good to be on. How are you?
Good, and it's getting better around here all of a sudden, you know? I mean, the teams are playing well, and I don't know. What do you think? The Minnesota Vikings basically made a commitment, it looked like, to rebuild. That, you know, Danielle Hunter, they pronounced, done for the year. Ngakoue, they traded. Anthony Barr is hurt. And now their defense is playing better, and their team is playing better. As a veteran of the NFL, can you explain this?
Well, sometimes coaches kind of see what's not working for their teams, and it's either you live with it through the whole year or you get rid of it right away. And maybe that's what happened. I'm not sure. I'm not in that locker room. But, you know, watching them play last night, now the Bears' offense isn't great. Ooh. But, you know, the Vikings came to play. I loved watching the game. It was good to see Kirk Cousins kind of get a couple things that, you know, been weighing him down. You know, he hasn't won on Monday night, and he's never beat the Bears.
What's it like to play on Monday nights as a starting quarterback?
Oh, it's a lot of fun, you know, and it's just another game. But you realize that, you know, it's a whole time change difference. It's how do I do this throughout the day where I'm going to play at night now, not usually at 1 or 4 o'clock. But we're all professionals. We've been through it. And when you go out there and play, it's probably a lot different without the fans. But you know there's going to be a lot of people watching you, so you want to go out and perform well. There's a lot of other teams watching you. Your peers are watching you, so you want to go out and play the best you can.
Do you think these players have gotten used to the new normal? No fans. It certainly looks like when you go out to a game, it's hard to focus on the game because there's all these empty seats around. But when you watch it on TV, it certainly looks like there's no lack of intensity. Do you think that's, A, they're playing for big money, B, as you mentioned, they know a lot of people are watching on TV. But I mean, it almost looks like they figured this out and they're going at it the same way they would if there were fans in the stands.
Well, to be honest with you, when you're playing, you don't really notice all that stuff anyway, right? Sometimes it is a distraction. So you can just go out and play and not worry about anything. You know, if you're a good player, you're so focused on what you're doing, you don't recognize it. I think the only advantage or disadvantage would be no fans in the stands for the home team and taking care of the away team, you know, because that is a real big advantage when you have to come in, not use your same snap count.
Yep.
You have to go silent count. I mean, I've screwed that up many times when I was playing, and it does become, something that every team has to work on. Now it's not anything they have to work on. You know, the left tackle doesn't have to worry about getting a jump. You know, he can just listen to the snap count. So there are things that are different about it, but, you know, everybody has to go through it. So I don't think it changes much.
You know, explain to fans the silent count. How do you implement that, and how does that work so that you're all off the ball at the same time?
Well, you know, there's a couple ways to do it. Sometimes, you know, the quarterback's going to give the center, a foot, or, you know, Peyton Manning used to put one finger down. There's different ways to do it. And then there's an indicator for the line somehow, some way from the center. And whether it's him moving his head or, you know, side to side, sometimes he'll give the snap count up there where they all can hear him. Or you see, like, a lot of teams will do where the guard stands up, looks back at the quarterback, and he goes down, taps the center. So there's a bunch of ways that teams like to do it, and it's all about the comfort level of the quarterback, the center, and everybody around them.
So I mean, this is one of those things that you can practice, but when you're in a game, it's a little bit different. You all bets are off sometimes.
Yeah, you know, because things get funky out there. You know, you think you want to change the play. It's not so easy. Nobody can hear you. You know, then all of a sudden the center snaps the ball and it hits you in the chest because he thought we were on the same snap count. So a lot of things can happen out there when there is crowd noise, especially when you're playing the Vikings at home. You know, the dome gets rocking, it's loud and it's noisy. You know, all those places that have great atmospheres like that, it's really hard on visiting teams. And it's a shame it's not happening this year, but, you know, I think the NFL has done a great job with it. The players are definitely playing. We've seen a lot of great football out there, and it's been a lot of fun to watch.
So do you think the Vikings are a playoff team based on what you see right now?
I like it. I think that, you know, they have to go out and, you know, the team that they have to beat, obviously they have to go beat the two divisional teams. The Packers are a good team. They got to go play well. And I like how they're playing. You know, they're relying on the run, even though the run wasn't there as much as they wanted it to be last night. I think that, you know, Dalvin Cook almost had 100 yards again last night. So it was the Bears team that was ready to defend the run. I think Kirk came out, made some nice plays. We saw Jefferson have a big game, Thielen have a good game. And, you know, I think they can compete. I think they're back. They have a good swagger about them now before where, you know, they lose a couple close games early, and it makes it tough on you.
You know, as a quarterback, sometimes people maybe don't realize this, but most receivers think they're open on every play. And because they only see that slight separation, even if it's for a nanosecond, and they think the ball should be right there all the time. And that's part of being a receiver. I get that, and being competitive. How do you try to temper that as a quarterback to make sure that these guys on your team know you're trying to get them the ball, there's reasons that you didn't throw it to them that time? How do you establish that chemistry? Is that in the film room or is that on the field? When is that?
Yeah, I think it's all of it. I think it's all that you're trying to establish that chemistry. Some people just have a better chemistry than others, and we see that week in and week out in the NFL. And then, you know, there's little things that guys do that why quarterbacks go to them. They give a good indicator on their route that lets me know when to throw it early. They know that, you know, they're going to catch the tough balls for me. Things like that. That you got to go out and prove yourself, you know, and it never does a receiver any good if he throws his hands up in the air, if he complains. Quarterbacks just don't like that. It doesn't mean, you know, my read took me somewhere else, or I thought this guy was open, or my matchup took me here. It's just work hard. That's all we want to see is you go out and work hard, do the best you can in practice, and then go out and play like it. And, you know, the balls will come if you do the right thing.
Somebody was telling me the other day that I was just talking to Adam Thielen for quite a while today about some other things. We were talking about he had that one-handed catch last night, and he was talking about you don't think you just react at a certain point in your career, which is important. But somebody told me that Thielen, the key to him, while not being a speed stirrer or a speed demon, is the way he explodes on his breaks, and that's where he always creates separation. Explain what that means, because in essence what they're saying is he's smart enough to have figured out he doesn't have to be the fastest, because if he can explode on his brakes, he's got the separation that he needs.
Well, it's a little bit of that. I think that, you know, I played with the first really great receiver I played with was Henry Ellard. Mm-hmm. And Henry was always open, you know.
Yep.
And it's like you watch him and you say, why is he always open? You know, he's as fast in his brakes as he is out of his brakes. And, you know, it's that those little things like that that make routes look the same. You know, he was one that he had a stem release inside, and, you know, there were four or five routes that all looked the same to a certain point. And that was very tough on the DB. You know, he didn't give it away by split, different things like that. Now, Adam can play a lot of, you know, he can play slot, he can play outside, he plays a lot of different positions. And I think that, you know, he does such a good job of the same thing. And it's hard to cover him. He runs a lot of different routes. He doesn't give a lot of things away by his split. And, you know, he can make some tough catches.
Yeah, and, of course, you know, great hands. And I heard Peyton Manning saying one day, he said, it's simple. The guys that catch the ball for me in practice, I'm going to throw it to them in the games because in my mind I see them catching the ball. Some of that's really true, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lot. You know, that makes a lot of difference for a quarterback. You know, if you have a confidence in a guy going in the week, you know, you can start out a game and say, okay, this guy didn't have a great week of practice. Let's throw him a ball. Let's see if he can make the play. Let's see if he can recover from all that, because you know that guy has been thinking about that all week. So you can give guys confidence sometimes when you're out there playing, and other times you just know that, he's just not doing the right things. You know, maybe he's not listening in the huddle. Maybe he jumped offside. So there's other things to go on. There's all kind of ways to read players, and you really have to understand them at a very minute way just to go out and make the great plays week in and week out. And I think when quarterbacks get a good relationship with their receivers and knowing what makes them tick, you can have a great game every game.
That's a great point. Gus, appreciate it. You've got a podcast, and you're on CBS Radio. Explain where people can catch you.
Yeah, people can find us on radio.com or wherever they listen to their favorite podcast. The podcast is called Huddle Up with Gus, or you can go to my website, huddleupwithgus.com. And this week's guest, we had a great guest this week out yesterday. It was Matthew McConaughey. He came on, talked about
what?
Yeah, talked about his new book, Green Lights. And we caught up. He used to visit me. I used to visit the Washington football team back in the day when I was playing there. He's a huge Washington football team fan. We hung out before. He actually said he saw me dunk one time, and I said, I don't know. I think you were watching somebody else. I don't think that was me. But it was a great show. We caught up, and we had a lot of good laughs. And he's just a great guy, and he's a lot of fun to have a conversation with.
Well, what's he like when you're out with him socially?
Well, you know, he's kind of, obviously, even back then, in 95, he was, you know, he's already been in three really good movies, and a lot of people know him. And it's kind of funny. We were fans of his. He was fans of ours. And when we were just alone, he was just a normal guy. But when you go out, he gets a little more protected, you know, where he has security guards, you know, where I was walking around everywhere with my wife. So it's a big difference.
Although I tell you what, NFL quarterbacks aren't too far behind that right now. I mean, just all that goes with it, they're not too far behind having to have security guards or something because the nature of how big this game has gotten.
Oh yeah, I mean it's grown exponentially, and with everything out there with fantasy football, the card industry, and you know the celebrity status now of guys, it's incredible. I mean we had that back in the day, but. It's nothing like it is now.
Yeah, and it was big when you were here. But I'm glad I got to know you before I had to go through security guards, Gus.
Yeah. Yeah, I never had those security guards. I was the one holding everybody back from everybody else.
Appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, Mike. Take care. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Gus Frat, veteran NFL quarterback.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.